Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And we are still continuing to celebrate the survivors and thrivers from breast cancer. And I have someone today that is hosting an event coming up this Friday, I believe. It's the end of this week. And she is a survivor and thriver herself. Janice Rogers-Lyons, are you with us? Good morning. Oh, dear. Janice. Okay. Hoping to get Janice on. Janice has an event coming up, a Friday night Party in Pink Live. It's a breast cancer awareness fundraiser, and she's got different artists and everything. It's going to happen at the Bronze Kingdom on the 22nd, and she is going to come on and tell us about it. So, Janice, are you there? Oh, okay. We're going to try to take a break and find Janice. But she's going to join us to talk about the event that she's organizing. You don't want to miss it, and you want to, you know, one of the few things you can come out and have a really good time and help support breast cancer survivors and engage in the fight, you know, a party with a purpose to engage in the fight against breast cancer. So we're going to check in with her when we get back. If you are a breast cancer survivor or know someone and you want to share your story, the number 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour. I Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you. Caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the Arglitex. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Hi there. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Janice Rogers-Lyons is joining us today to talk about an event coming up to help in the cause against breast cancer. And as this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Janice, are you there?
I am.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm well.
Great, great. Wonderful to have you today. Thanks for taking the time out. So,
thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, it's great that you're able to come and share your story. So before we get to the event itself, can you talk about journey with this disease?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I went in as a medical checkup, and as you know, most of the time you get your checkup and the nurse tells you you'll get your results in a couple of days. Well, they as a result, when I finished, they set me in a room and said, the doctor will be with you shortly. Immediately I thought, that's not normal. Something must be going on. So the doctor walked in, and he actually said, you know what, we have some news. We did find a small mass, but the good news is we caught it early. So there was a bit of silence, of course, and he said, did you hear what I said? And I said, yeah. He said, you're awfully calm. And I said, yeah. He said, is there anybody you want me to call? I said, no. And he said, He said, this is the first case I've seen somebody react like that. I said, well, you know what? You can't question God. There is no why me.
Wow.
It is why not me. So my question to him was, what's our next steps?
Wow.
And that was in March of 2013.
Well, good for you for the attitude, man. I mean, especially just realizing that God is in the midst of it. But now,
absolutely.
Come on, you there wasn't just a moment for you?
The only moment I had, honestly, was how do I tell my daughter? I have an only child, and she's my best friend. And she's very emotional. And my thought was, how is she going to handle this?
Okay.
And I just thought, I began to pray. I prayed for her more than I prayed for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that oftentimes when people hear the word cancer, it equals death. C following D. Not necessarily. It's all about your attitude. It's all about your faith. And it is about living. So I figured if I presented it to her that way, then we could take the journey together as a family, and we could go to counseling, and that's half the battle. You have to get counseling, and you can even go as far as getting a second opinion. There's nothing wrong with a second opinion. So that was my immediate thought.
How did she take it? You know, because, basically, if you don't go in with the hysterics, then she's less likely to, I guess.
Well, kind of. So I went old school. It took a village. So I called her godmother because she lives out of state. I called her godmother. I called two of her aunts, and I said, I need you to meet me in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I need you to be my village to help me get through this with my daughter. And they were all there, and we had a sit-down. And it was a busy weekend for her because there was CIAA tournament going on that weekend. She had invited guests. So I waited until her guests were gone. And on that Monday, the village came together and we met and we shared the news. And she reacted as I had thought. She had a meltdown.
Mm.
And her godmother is much stronger than I am. And her godmother took her to the side, prayed with her, talked her through it, brought her back into the room where I was. She gave me a hug, and she said, Mom, you're going to be fine. I said, but are you going to be fine? And she said, we're going through this together. And she looked at her dad and said, Dad, are you okay? And Dad was still at that point where he couldn't say the word cancer. So we had to get him through it as well. Because, you know, men don't show their emotions. So we had to get him through it as well.
Yeah. We got to do better with our men in terms of making it okay for them to let go of their emotions. We are so busy trying to toughen them up, you know.
Exactly. And they're taught. They're taught that men don't cry and men don't show emotion. And it's okay. And the counselor told them, it's okay. It's okay to say the word. It's okay to feel what you feel. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to be afraid. Because this is your mate in life. This is your partner, of course. Nobody wants to lose their partner in life.
Right, right. Now, so you said they caught this early.
They did.
What was the process? What was the treatment and recovery?
Okay, so the treatment was going to be 33 treatments of radiation. We were going to start with that. So I was diagnosed, and about a week later, the doctor said, we're going to act rapidly on this. And about a week later, I started feeling bad. And it had nothing to do with my breast. And I said, I told my husband, I said, I don't feel good. I said, something's wrong. And immediately he said, oh, we're going to the hospital. And I said, no, it's not my breast. and I don't know if you know, statistically, it shows in African Americans largely in your left breast. I said, well, I don't have any pain. I said, but the pain is in my stomach. And I was really, really sick. So we called my doctor, and she said, I want you to meet me at the hospital immediately. So we did. That was at 11 a.m. I remember it well. They ran every test in the world they could on me. At 11:13 that night, they figured it out. I had developed stomach colitis as a result of breast cancer. Now, so, I will tell you, stomach colitis scared me more than the breast cancer. I had never been that sick in my life. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't lift my head. I couldn't lift my arms. I was sick. So they admitted me to the hospital, and I had to stay there for 3 weeks until they got the colitis under control. They had to call the CDC in. All visitors had to be masked up and, you know, caped up because it was that serious. The doctor said, I have never seen a case of stomach colitis this severe.
So explain that a little bit, because you don't hear a whole lot about that.
So it's very, very rare because cancer has different ways of attacking your body. And some people, you know, it spreads throughout, and some people it hits organs. Well, mine hit something that they can't explain in my stomach, and it caused this reaction. So everything related to cancer had to be put on hold until they got that under control.
Wow.
And, like, it took about 3 weeks to get it under control. And that, when I say literally, I could not do anything for myself. And on the about fourth or fifth night, I said, I looked at my family and said, just let me go. Just let me go. I can't bear to be this sick anymore. And the prayer warrior said, oh, no, you don't get off that easily. We're going to pray this thing away. And they band together. And about 2 days later, I felt better. So no one can tell me God doesn't answer prayer.
And prior to your diagnosis with breast cancer, you had not had any of these symptoms?
Nothing. No symptoms whatsoever. Just went in for a regular mammogram, and all of this happened.
Wow. Do you think, I'm just curious, do you think part of it may have been that you were becoming a little bit more aware of what was going on with your body, or you were paying maybe more attention to what was going on with your body, or no?
I don't think so, because I'm constantly on the go. I'm an event planner, so I'm doing, going, and I just didn't have any symptoms, didn't have any signs, I wasn't in any pain. It was just a regular routine checkup that developed into something that ended up being pretty serious over a 3-month period.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, before I go on with the breast cancer, any residual effects from that? How are you feeling? Is that something that's recurring, or is that kind of a one-time deal?
The stomach colitis was gone. Once it was gone, and it was, you know, we need to get you in radiation immediately. We need to start this treatment, because if we don't start treatment as soon as possible, then the chances are it's turning from radiation to chemo. So fortunately, and very, very blessed, I did not have to go through chemo. Now, a lot of people think they fear losing their hair and all of that. I was one of the few people, even with radiation, I did lose all of my body hair, but my hair on my head did not go away.
Wow. Okay.
Which
good.
Is very, very rare. And also, for breast cancer victims, your skin does change. Your first few days of radiation, they tell you you're going to be sick and you're going to be tired and you're going to be this. And I was like, where are all those symptoms? I'm feeling fine. I was driving myself every day and coming home. And then about that fifth day, reality set in. My skin started to turn black. It got crunchy like aluminum foil. And I was like, oh, this is what they tell you about. Because they walk you through it. And if you don't have a doctor that walks you through it, then you find another doctor.
Okay, good. Good advice. So
they walked me through it, and it happened as they said. And each day I got a little weaker. I couldn't drive myself anymore. I would come home. I would just sleep after radiation, just sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that I was sick. It just it zapped your energy.
Exactly.
But after the 33 treatments, I was okay. I was good. I came home. I had no side effects. My energy gradually came back, and I felt like, oh, the old Janice again.
Okay, so let's talk about pre-breast cancer Janice and post-breast cancer Janice. And you say you're the old Janice again, but there had to have been some changes in terms of how you approached your life, maybe?
Well, you do a change of diet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not, I only eat chicken and fish. However, I did not eat enough vegetables. And that has been the journey all my life. So anemia set in.
Mm.
So I had a severe case of anemia that they had to treat. My iron was very, 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 very low. So I had to start treatment for that as well. And upon treatment of those two things and getting it balanced out and changing my diet a bit, I got better. I'm still not the best at eating vegetables, but I'm better.
Okay. All right.
And
Do you do smoothies?
And smoothies, yes. I'm getting better with it. I'm getting better.
Okay.
And definitely exercise is a big part of it.
You can sneak those vegetables in with the smoothies. And exercises, what type of exercises are you doing?
So it doesn't have to be anything major. I love walking. I enjoy walking. So I walk 3 days a week. I try to, if I'm not walking, I'll ride my bike. I try to get a minimum of 10,000 steps in, hopefully more each day. But a little bit of exercise, and then and one thing that happens is you lose a lot of muscle tone, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a petite person, but I lost a lot of muscle tone, so that was one of the things that had to be redeveloped, and that's taking a series of time. It isn't back yet; it's a gradual process.
Okay.
It may or may not come back, the doctor says. But I do, do a little light lifting of weights. That kind of thing to help with the muscle tone.
And you said this started back in, you were diagnosed, you said 2013, right?
Correct.
So, people, I think, need to be aware that, this is not, maybe just 1 or 2 years. This is, some stuff is going to be several years and stuff. Some stuff may even be ongoing in perpetuity.
Absolutely. And the thing is, as COVID has come, you have to think about a lot of things in your body that may, because of the radiation in your body, that makes it react to new medications that you're on. So, for instance, all of that happened, it appeared in 2013 through 2017, 18, and then at the end of 2018, beginning of 2019, I developed what's called Graves' disease, which is a thyroid issue that I had never had before.
I have that too. Yeah.
And so you just don't know what the radiation will trigger. And between the breast cancer, the radiation, and Graves' disease, so you don't know. And so when COVID came along, the doctors was like, make sure we're doing blood work on you. So I do regular blood work because they want to make sure all of my numbers stay stable.
Right. So you talked about the physical. You did tap into the spiritual a little bit in terms of preparing your family. But talk about your emotions and your mental health and your spirituality pre-Janice and post-Janice. Breast cancer Janice and post-breast cancer Janice. And I guess you can't really say post because it's still an ongoing process in terms of dealing with that.
Well, for me and my family as well, we have always been very, very blessed and people and praying folks. And so that part just grew stronger because around me I had so many people going through the same thing, but their cases were much more serious than mine. Like I had a god sister, she had a double mastectomy, and then she had reconstruction. So where I focused my spirituality and energy, spiritual energy, was on my friends and family because I felt like, and people know me, yes, I may be strong enough for me, but you may not be strong enough for you. So let's take some of that strength I have for myself and share it for somebody else who's, you know, stage three, stage four, because they may not have the village that I had. And so, and they may not have the doctors that I had, and I highly recommend my doctors to everybody, but someone else may not have that. So that's where I found my mission was to help others get through it. And not only that, but they just might not have somebody who simply said to them, you're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. And that makes a world of difference, just hearing those words. Because there's some days where you're just laying in the bed and you're looking at the ceiling and you're going, you might question God. Well, why me? I've lived a good life. I've been kind. I've been, you know, I do what I'm supposed to do. So why is this happening to me? So in those times, you really do need somebody. And I tell people, when you don't talk about it, it doesn't make it go away.
Right, so, exactly.
So yeah. My spirituality helped me through this. And the love of God, you know, just drawing on that and know that he won't leave you or forsake you. I was sharing that with everybody. It's not like I went around being a, as they quote unquote, they say, Bible thumper, but I had gone through something that I could share and I wanted to share it. And I would go speak at different events and venues. And I just wanted to put the word out that you are not alone and that you can get through this. And it, C word doesn't mean the D word. And so with that, it also helped me grow as I continue my journey, just knowing you can be out there helping somebody else. You don't have to have your little self-pity party. And a lot of people do that. And I think that that takes a toll when you sit around and you sulk in it and you know, you're like, you got to push yourself. You got to motivate yourself. You got to change your attitude.
Yeah, that's important to get to have the right attitude, you know, because if you decide to continue, let's say, to stress over it or whatever, the stress is going to cause you as much, you know, damage internally in terms of your physical health, you know, because you start developing unhealthy habits and stuff like that, and you know, bad for your mental health and spiritual health as well. So, yeah, you definitely have to have the right attitude. So.
And the other thing is I found that people need to educate themselves because there's so much that we don't know about our bodies, especially as women. It's not just breast cancer, but educate yourself in general, because if you're not asking the questions, if you just let the doctor talk, and you walk out and you go, someone says to you, well, what did the doctor say? Well, he said this and he said that. Well, how many questions did you ask in the process? You got to do your own research as well.
Exactly.
Because, again, you go in there, you're not sharing your true feelings, and I do mean your physical feelings. If something is hurting you, if there is pain somewhere, then you need to let them know. If there's like something under your armpit that you feel, it's not only just the lumps in your breast, but you got to think about your lymph nodes. You got to think about these things, but you got to educate yourself to know what it is in order to ask the right questions.
Now, did you do breast self-exams prior to?
I did, and didn't feel a thing. Like I said, I just went for my normal mammogram, didn't feel a thing. Was in no pain.
And how often did you go for your mammograms?
Yearly.
Wow.
Yearly, because it runs in my family, so I make sure I go and, you know, and tell my daughter's grown, an adult, and, you know, I told her very early in life, you know, we have this in our family, we need to stay on top of it, and didn't feel anything, felt great, and it just, came out and the doctor had to sit down with me. I'm like, okay, well, when she said sit down, I knew what was coming. So I think I'm mentally prepared.
Okay. Well, that's good. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Janice about the event that she has coming up this week and also just continue to talk to her about her journey. This is G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment, and we will be right back. Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are continuing to talk about breast cancer, as this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and to celebrate the survivors and thrivers, and Janice Rogers-Lyons is one of those. She's back with us, and she's going to tell us about an event that's coming up in the battle against breast cancer. And give us a little insight in terms of what's going on and how this event developed.
Absolutely. So I am celebrating 8 years of being breast cancer free. And because of COVID, you know, things didn't happen the last couple of years. But this year we're bringing our celebration back, and we have a new venue, and we are having a 2-day celebration instead of a 1-day celebration. So the first celebration is on October 22nd. That's on a Friday night. It will be held at Bronze Kingdom, 6464 International Drive. And if you haven't experienced Bronze Kingdom as of yet, you're in for a treat. Bronze Kingdom is actually an African-American art gallery / event center. So we will be having our event there on the 22nd, Friday night, from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. It is a party in pink. And we're doing a fundraiser, and we're having a live band. Some of you may be familiar with the Franchise Players, and it is an adult band for an adult party. So come out and party in your finest pink. So that's part one. Again, that's a fundraiser for breast cancer. Part two will be at the same location on Saturday, the 23rd, and that will be with a purpose. And this is an educational workshop. You'll learn a lot about breast cancer. We will have medical professionals. We will have vendors as well. If you'd like to be a vendor, please reach out to me at 407-885-6366. Again, that number is 407-885-6366, and that is the 23rd from 12 noon to 4 p.m. We will have medical professionals. We will have vendors. We will have lunch. You will also get a tour of the gallery, and we'll have a fashion show. The cost of that would be $25 at the door. Any questions again? Just give me a call.
Okay, so now I need to ask you about when you go out and speak, do you just speak to women of a certain age? Do you talk to, let's say, younger women? Because, I mean, we have to kind of set them up, you know, with the mindset of looking at what can I do now if there's anything that can be done preventatively, and then how do I mentally prepare and spiritually prepare in the event that despite everything I'm doing, I still may end up with this disease.
Absolutely. So I start from high school up, and I say high school because I started in the church, talking to young ladies in the church, in the youth groups in the church. And then the word kind of got out, and I've done some things with UCF, a lot of things with sororities. And then just in general, if people ask me to come, absolutely, I'm willing. If my schedule is flexible, I'm also an event planner, so I try to be as flexible as possible. But you're right. The key is getting the information out there, getting resources out there. And again, as I said, not only listening to your primary doctors, but always reaching out for a second opinion and talking to oncologists and radiologists. So we want to get the word out as early as possible, and around, you know, 11th or 12th grade, and because you're starting to understand your body a little more, or not understanding your body, and maybe you don't have anyone in the household to help you through it. And I'll use myself for an example. My mother died when I was 7 years old. So I have three older brothers, and so I got four men raising a young girl and trying to teach them things about young girls. And so I had a village, again, to reach out to aunts and uncles, and I mean aunts and sister-in-laws and cousins. And so you may not have that in your household. So you may need just someone to talk to give you direction in the professionals that you need to seek out and learn some of this information from.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize that you need people of both sexes in a young person's life because they bring different perspectives, they bring different experiences, you know, and it helps to make a whole person, whether you're male or female, you know. And,
And my family learned a lot. My brothers, my husband, they've learned a lot from my experience. And they've learned things about women that they didn't necessarily want to know or try to learn, but they were kind of forced to learn it because now they're in that situation. And it's been good for them, too, as well. Because now maybe they have a coworker that, a male coworker, their wives are going through it. And now that the husbands or the uncles have gone through it, they can kind of be that, you know, that bra man for them and kind of talk them through it from a male perspective.
And then one thing we've got to remember and emphasize is that even though it's rare, men get breast cancer too.
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it may be, you know, a different experience, but they do. And so, you know, when we're talking about getting checked, we also have to tell our men, you know, just heads up, men get breast cancer too. You know, talk to you. If you're not comfortable talking with anyone else, at least talk to your doctor about, you know, how does that work? You know, what are the possibilities? Are there screenings for men and so on and so forth? So.
And my goal is to have a male breast cancer survivor come speak next year at my event. That is my goal. This year I waited a little too late to seek, I did seek some out. However, their schedules just did not permit them to be there this coming weekend. But next year that is one of my top priorities, to have a male come speak.
So what do you want the takeaway to be, not only just from your experience, but also from the event that's coming up this weekend?
The takeaway, first and foremost, needs to be, for me, is that cancer, the C word, does not equal the D word.
Okay.
That is the takeaway. And there's a journey getting there. I can say that to someone all day, but I'm not the one going through it with you, but I'm going to be that person who helps you get through it by knowing that I did survive. I am a survivor. And I continue to survive. And you can too.
Okay. All right. Now you said the tickets are $25, did you say, for Saturday?
So Friday night, the tickets are
$15. $15 for Friday.
And
okay.
Please go to eventbrite.com.
Mm-hmm.
For Friday night, again, $15, eventbrite.com. In your search box, you just put in Bronze Kingdom, and the event will come right up.
Okay.
For Saturday, which is noon to 4, you pay at the door. Pay at the door, $25.
Okay. There's not a bundle package or anything for the two nights or anything?
No, there's not. No, we don't
offer
that.
All right. Thank you, Janice. Really appreciate you taking the time with us and sharing your story.
Thank you for inviting me.
Surviving and thriving and continue to do so. And I hope people listen, you know, because you've come at this with a very positive attitude, and I think people really need to see that, you know, so that, you know, you don't have the cloud of doom and gloom, you know, hanging over this anytime someone talks about breast cancer, because that's really important, that takeaway, you know, because that's how people can get through with that positive attitude, as well as all of the other resources, the village, the medication, and everything else that goes with it. So thank you so much for that.
And thank you. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share.
You have a blessed day now.
You too.
And that was Janice Rogers-Lyons, and she is a breast cancer survivor and thriver. And make sure you check out Eventbrite for the event at the Bronze Kingdom this weekend. Thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks for checking in with us. Be well, be safe, be blessed. God willing, talk to you tomorrow. And please remember, all real power comes from God.
He'll make it all right. Make it all right.